Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side of the Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea, over against Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and to Ai, they did work craftily and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their donkeys, and wine bottles, old and broken and bound up, and old shoes and patched upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and mouldy. And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal, and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore make you a league with us." And the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you dwell among us, and how shall we make a league with you?" And they said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you, and from where come you?" And they said to him, "From a very far country your servants have come, because of the name of Yahweh your God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Therefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spoke to us, saying, 'Take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say to them, We are your servants, therefore now make you a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to go to you. But now, behold, it is dry, and it is mouldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they are broken, and these our garments and our shoes have become old by reason of the very long journey.' And the men took of their victuals, and asked not counsel at the mouth of Yahweh. And Joshua made peace with them, and made a league with them, to let them live, and the princes of the congregation swore to them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbours, and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed, and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, and Chepira, and Beeroth, and Kirjath-jearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by Yahweh, God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said to all the congregation, "We have sworn to them by Yahweh, God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath which we swore to them." And the princes said to them, "Let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the princes had promised them." And Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying, 'We are very far from you,' when you dwell among us? Now therefore you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God." And they answered Joshua and said, "Because it was certainly told your servants how that Yahweh your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were very afraid for our lives because of you, and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in your hand, as it seems good and right to you to do to us, do." And so he did to them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they slew them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of Yahweh, even unto this day, in the place which he should choose. Joshua chapter 10. Now it came to pass, when Adonizek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Therefore Adonizek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and to Piram, king of Jarmuth, and to Japhia, king of Lachish, and to Debir, king of Eglon, saying, Come up to me, and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, Slack not your hand from your servants, come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains have gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valour. And Yahweh said to Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into your hand. There shall not a man of them stand before you. Joshua therefore came to them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And Yahweh discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Beth-horon, and smote them to Azekah and to Makkedah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth-horon, that Yahweh cast down great stones from heaven upon them to Azekah, and they died. There were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spoke Joshua to Yahweh in the day when Yahweh delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand you still upon Gibeon, and you moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hurried not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that Yahweh listened to the voice of a man, for Yahweh fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp to Gilgal. But these five kings fled, and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah. And it was told to Joshua, saying, The five kings are found hidden in a cave at Makkedah. And Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it for to keep them. And stay you not, but pursue after your enemies, and smite the hindmost of them. Permit them not to enter into their cities, for Yahweh your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter, till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those five kings to me out of the cave. And they did so, and brought forth those five kings to him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the captains of the men of war which went with him, Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said to them, Fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall Yahweh do to all your enemies against whom you fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on 5 trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hidden, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remain until this very day. And that day Joshua took Makkedah and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof he utterly destroyed, them and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain, and he did to the king of Makkedah as he did to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah and all Israel with him to Libnah, and fought against Libnah. And Yahweh delivered it also, and the king thereof, into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein. He let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did to the king of Jericho. And Joshua passed from Libnah and all Israel with him to Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And Yahweh delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. And from Lachish Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it. And they took it on that day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Joshua went up from Eglon and all Israel with him to Hebron, and they fought against it. And they took it, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were therein. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Libnah, and to her king. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the vale, and of the springs, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as Yahweh God of Israel commanded. And Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even to Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because Yahweh God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. Joshua chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jabin king of Hazor had heard those things, that he sent to Jobab king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings that were on the north of the mountains, and of the plain south of Chinneroth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots very many. And when all these kings were had together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up all slain before Israel. You shall cripple their horses and burn their chariots with fire." So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them. And Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them to great Zidon, and to Misrep Hophmaim, and to the valley of Mizpah eastward, until they smote them, until they left them none remaining. And Joshua did to them as Yahweh told him. He crippled their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back and took Hazor and smote the king thereof with the sword, for Hazor before was the head of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burnt none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoil of these cities, and the cattle, and the children, the children of Israel took for a prey to themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword, until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. And as Yahweh commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua, he left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same, even from the Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal-gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon, and all their kings he took and smote them and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, save the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All others they took in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favour, but that he might destroy them as Yahweh commanded Moses. And at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that Yahweh said to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side of the Jordan, toward the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon, and all the plain on the east. Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and from the middle of the river, and from half Gilead, even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, and from the plain to the sea of Chinneroth on the east, and to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea on the east, the way to Besh-Jesimoth, and from the south under Ashdoth Pisgah, and the coast of Og, king of Bashan, which was of the remnant of the giants that dwelt at Ashtaroth and at Edrei, and reigned in Mount Hermon and in Salcah and in all Bashan to the border of the Geshurites and the Machathites and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Them did Moses the servant of Yahweh and the children of Israel smite, and Moses the servant of Yahweh gave it for a possession to the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side of the Jordan on the west, from Baal-gad in the valley of Lebanon, even to the Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel for a possession according to their divisions. in the mountains, and in the valleys, and in the plains, and in the springs, and in the wilderness, and in the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the king of Jericho, one, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethel, one, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jarmuth, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Eglon, one, the king of Zetgeza, one, the king of Debir, one, the king of Gadir, one, the king of Horma, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Libna, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Machedar, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tapuah, one, the king of Hepha, one, the king of Aphek, one, the king of Lasharon, one, the king of Madon, one, the king of Hazor, one, the king of Shimron Meron, one, the king of Ashshaph, one, the king of Tanak, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kedesh, one, the king of Jokneam of Carmel, one, the king of Dor in the coast of Dor, one, the king of the nations of Gilgal, one, the king of Tirzah, one, all the kings, 30 and 1. Joshua chapter 13. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and Yahweh said to him, "You are old and stricken in years, and there remains yet very much land to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains, all the borders of the Philistines and all Geshuri, from Sihor, which is before Egypt, even to the borders of Ekron northward, which is counted to the Canaanite, 5 lords of the Philistines, the Gazathites and the Ashdothites, the Eshcalonites, the Gittites and the Ekronites, also the Avites. From the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Merah that is beside the Sidonians to Aphek to the borders of the Amorites. And the land of the Giblites and all Lebanon toward the sunrising from Baal-Gad under Mount Hermon unto the entering into Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephothmaim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide you it by lot to the Israelites for an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now therefore divide this land for an inheritance unto the 9 tribes and the half tribe of Manasseh, with whom the Reubenites and the Gadites have received their inheritance, which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward, even as Moses the servant of Yahweh gave them, from Aroer that is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain of Medeba unto Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon, and Gilead, and the border of the Geshurites and Machathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan unto Salcar, all the kingdom of Og in Bashan, which reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for these did Moses smite and cast them out. Nevertheless, the children of Israel expelled not the Geshurites nor the Machathites, but the Geshurites and the Machathites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only to the tribe of Levi he gave no inheritance. The sacrifices of Yahweh God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said to them. And Moses gave to the tribe of the children of Reuben inheritance according to their families, and their coast was from Aroer that is on the bank of the river Arnon, and the city that is in the midst of the river, and all the plain by Medeba, Heshbon and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon and Bamoth-Baal and Beth-Balmion, and Jahazah and Kedemoth and Mepath and Kirjathaim and Sibma and Zareth Shahar in the mount of the valley, and Beth Peor and Ashdoth Pisgah and Beth Jeshimoth, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. Balaam, also the son of Beor the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. And the border of the children of Reuben was the Jordan, and the border thereof. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben, after their families, the cities and the villages thereof. And Moses gave inheritance unto the tribe of Gad, even to the children of Gad, according to their families. And their coast was Jazer, and all the cities of Gilead, and half the land of the children of Ammon, to Aroer that is before Rabbah. And from Heshbon unto Ramath Mizpah and Betonim, and from Mahanaim unto the border of Debir, and in the valley Betharam and Beth Nimrah and Succoth and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon king of Heshbon, the Jordan and his brother, the Jordan and his border, even unto the edge of the sea of Chinnereth, on the other side of the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad, after their families, the cities and their villages. And Moses gave inheritance unto the half tribe of Manasseh, and this was the possession of the half tribe of the children of Manasseh by their families. And their coast was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 70 cities, and half Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, were pertaining to the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, even to the one half of the children of Machir by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab, on the other side of the Jordan, by Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi Moses gave not any inheritance. Yahweh God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said to them. Joshua chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side of the Jordan, but to the Levites he gave no inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, therefore they gave no part to the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As Yahweh commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, "You know the thing that Yahweh said to Moses the man of God concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses the servant of Yahweh sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed Yahweh my God." And Moses swore on that day, saying, "Surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's for ever, because you have wholly followed Yahweh my God. And now behold, Yahweh has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since Yahweh spoke this word to Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof Yahweh spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be Yahweh will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as Yahweh said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed Yahweh, God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward, was the utmost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looked southward, and it went out to the south side to Malek-Krabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side to Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and circled around to Karkar. From there it passed toward Asmon, and went out to the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the Salt Sea, even to the end of the Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the utmost part of the Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben, and the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before going up to Adamim, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Enshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom to the south side of the Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Neptoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron, and the border was drawn to Bala, which is Kirjath-Jearim. And the border turned from Bala westward to Mount Seir, and passed along to the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon, on the north side, and went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out to the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Bala, and went out to Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah round about according to their families. And to Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of Yahweh to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove therefrom the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up there to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sepher. And Caleb said, he that smites Kirjath-Sepher and takes it, to him will I give Achsah, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Achsah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came to him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, what would you? Who answered, give me a blessing, for you have given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. And the utmost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the coast of Edom southward, were Kabzeel and Eder and Jagur, and Kena and Dimona and Adahar, and Adadar, and Kedesh, and Hazor, and Ithman, Ziph, and Telem, and Beeloth, and Hazor Hadatta, and Kerioth, and Hezron, which is Hazor, Aman, and Shema, and Molodar, and Hazar Gadda, and Heshmon, and Bethpelet, and Hazar Shul, and Beersheba, and Bizjothjar, Bala, and Iam, and Azem, and Eltalad, and Chesil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Lebaoth, and Shilhim, and Ain, and Rimmon. All the cities are 20 and 9 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtael, and Zoriah, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adulam, Sokor, and Azekar, and Sharaim, and Adiphaim, and Gedirah, and Gedirothaim, 14 cities with their villages, Zenan, and Hadasha, and Migdalgad, and Dilian, and Mizpah, and Jokthiel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kabon, and La, Mam, and Kithlish, and Gederoth, Beth Dagon, and Naama, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Jiptar, and Ashnar, and Nezib, and Keilah, and Akzib, and Mareshah, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages, Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, to the river of Egypt, and the great sea and the border thereof, and in the mountains Shamir and Jatir and Sokor and Dana and Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, and Anab and Eshtemo and Anim, and Goshen and Holon and Gilor, 11 cities with their villages, Arab and Dumar and Eshion, and Janum and Beth Tappa and Aphekar, and Humtar, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zeor, 9 cities with their villages, Maon, Carmel, and Zip, and Jutta, and Jezreel, and Jokdeb, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages, Halhul, Bethzer, and Gedor, and Marath, and Bethanoth, and El Tekon, 6 cities with their villages, Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midin, and Sekar, and Nishban, and the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. Joshua chapter 16. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from the Jordan by Jericho to the water of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goes up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel, and goes out from Bethel to Luz, and passes along to the borders of Archi to Ataroth, and goes down westward to the coast of Japhleti, to the coast of Bethoron, the lower, and to Giza, and the goings out thereof are at the sea. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. And the border of the children of Ephraim according to their families was thus. Even the border of their inheritance on the east side was Atarothadar to Bethhoron the upper. And the border went out toward the sea to Michmethar on the north side, and the border went about eastward to Tanathshilah, and passed by it on the east to Janohar. And it went down from Janohar to Ataroth, and to Narath, and came to Jericho, and went out at the Jordan. The border went out from Tapua westward to the river Kenar, and the goings out thereof were at the sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their families. And the separate cities For the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they drove not out the Canaanites that dwell in Geza, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day, and serve under tribute.